This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yeah, live tonight. Isn't it funny that all the hurricanes currently are in the rearview mirror for us, not for the people of Florida, Texas, parts of Georgia, all the people that are not having any power right now. They're finding out what it's like to rough it. Think of them. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, lately, I've been thinking a lot about this, and that one of the reasons I had John Farnham on the show last night was because he would talk about certain things. But let's talk about your concealed carry weapon and what you should carry for terrorism. Now, that sort of sounds like a Sally Struthers TV infomercial, but it's becoming a very legitimate self-defense topic worthy of a rational consideration. Let's get one thing out of the way first. Your odds of you actually getting caught up in a domestic terror attack are pretty darn low. Without a doubt, that is true. However, let's not go with those odds. Because terrorism is here. And unless you work for somebody like the New York Times, you know it's here. The New York Times should know it's here. They were there for 9/11. Now, I fully expect, and John Farnham expects, we expect to see more attacks. I would expect to see more attacks like what we've seen in Chattanooga, what we've seen in Garland, Texas, what we've seen in San Bernardino. And now we have, of course, domestic sources to be concerned about, like the Black Lives Matter and Antifa. So it just keeps on mounting more and more. And these, for me, you know, I did begrudgingly start carrying a single stack weapon. But I've given way to that. Our enemies, the Islamists, I doubt they're going to give up decapitations for scrapbooking anytime and, you know, I know the odds of your house catching fire are pretty low, too. But you probably, hopefully you keep the fire extinguisher near the kitchen. The bottom line is there's nothing wrong with observing reality and taking some rational and prudent measures to increase the odds of successfully protecting your family. Now, the anti-self-defense media will say, come on, a concealed carrier citizen isn't going to be able to stop a terrorist attack. Well, see, here's part of the... It is not about stopping it. It's about disrupting it. It's not about stopping it. And generally, that sort of makes me crazy because the people making these statements generally know nothing about the topic of self-defense. There was a meme the other day illustrating a van full of SWAT members armed to the teeth, and the caption read something like, it took 23 men like this to stop the San Bernardino killers. What makes you think an average citizen with a CCW will be successful? Well, that misses the entire point. I have, as a CCW permit holder, I'm going to be there. If something unfolds in my locale in front of me, I'll be there. I won't be tacked up. I won't have a variety of weapons and things festooned upon me. But take your brain to the very ugly scene of a mass shooting. By its very definition, a mass shooting is unopposed by design. Virtually all of them have taken place in a legal gun-free zone where the perpetrators knew they would be completely unopposed for 10 or 20 or 30 minutes. And imagine how that went down. Picture a bunch of innocent people sitting or kneeling with their hands up, waiting their turn to be killed. completely at the discretion of the killer. There is no scenario worse than that one. So a concealed carrier drawing his or her gun and getting killed anyway is not worse than that. Even that's better, as it slowed down the process of the others being executed. Now, the way to stop the methodical and orderly executions is disruption, and it is quite simply that all there is to it. Without any resistance, whether successful or not, their painstaking killing plan is suddenly shifted into reaction mode, and they are no longer the complete master of every second in the timeline. Let's look to Umpqua Community College. There, the perpetrator's plan was disrupted by the actions of unarmed Army veteran Chris Mintz. He ran towards the danger, getting students in the library to safety before arriving at the room where the shooter was present. After yelling to people outside to call the police, he confronted the gunman. Efforts by Mintz to talk the gunman down failed, and he was shot 5 times. And thankfully, he survived. But shortly after that, the gunman killed himself when the police started to close in. That simple act of disruption, we're never going to know how many lives that saved, but it was probably a lot. People were getting away while Mintz disrupted or distracted the gunman from a slow killing spree. Clackamas Mall. There, the gunman there, he managed to shoot 2 people before he was confronted by concealed carrier Nick Melly. Melly aimed his gun at the gunman, who had an AR-15. Melly had a Glock 22 40 cal. The gunman ran to the stairwell and took his own life. And Melly never even fired because he was worried about bystanders behind the gunman. The killer's complete ownership of the situation was disrupted and his plan foiled. Action and disruption is everything. So if you're going to use a gun for self-defense, train to do it, of course. And train to do it close, because one more factor to consider is that the range of these attacks is also almost always frighteningly close. Even if the murderer is using a rifle, the range of shooting is typically measured in inches or feet. So in a crowd of people waiting to be executed at will, would a person or two in the mix with a handgun be able to inflict damage? Would they be able to provide a few seconds of critical disruption? You tell me. So the right gun to carry for terrorism, I would be looking at a double stack pistol. Everybody's going to be, you can't tell me. I'm not telling you. I'm telling you what I'm carrying, and I'm telling you what I think is a good idea. Double stack pistol, 15 or more round capacity, and an extra magazine or two. And then go train with that. If all you own is a single stack pistol, and that's all you're going to get, train with that. But understand this, there are 2 types of shootings now, 2 types of criminals. There is the part where there's shooting as a result of other crime, okay? And then there's shooting for the sake of shooting. And that is where you're going to catch all of the terrorist acts, that's where you're going to catch all of the spree shooters, shooting people just simply for the sake of shooting people, for the effect that it causes. All of them have one thing in common. They can be disrupted by a concealed carrier. It has happened before. It's going to happen again. And unfortunately, we're going to see it happen. I'm pretty, I don't know when. I don't know where. Get your kit together. Carry all the time. Carry everywhere you go. If you can't carry, don't go. Because there's going to come another day, and you're going to want to be there. So err on the side of being dangerous all the time. I think that's a good way to go. I'll be doing that over the weekend. Being dangerous all weekend long. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! Hey,
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. There's probably not an adult in America today who hasn't experienced having someone cut in line. And that's fundamentally unfair. But because it's highly disrespectful, one of the ones, you know, everybody are already waiting, they basically don't matter, right? More confrontational personalities will tell the people to go to the end of the line, and others will say nothing, and nobody likes it. Would it make you feel any better if the line breaker walked his cute teenage daughter to the front of the line and inserted her after you'd been waiting an hour? That would be a very deft move, intended to disarm you, but it would still be wrong. You might be less inclined to get aggressive with a young girl, but you still would not like it. This, in a nutshell, is DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It is adult illegal immigrants using their children to cut in line. There are closely analogous situations where we allow people to automatically go to the front and we don't object. We don't complain when pilots and flight attendants breeze past us to get on a plane. None of us grumbles when a handicapped person gets a reserved parking space while you've driven around the parking lot three times. We do make exceptions, but not in cases where someone has done something wrong or illegal to put themselves at an advantage. There is an appeal to the argument that minor children who came to America illegally under their parents' authority should not be punished. However, they shouldn't be rewarded either. Allowing them to stay and obtain a work permit brings with it other advantages. Some colleges brag about the number of dreamers they have enrolled and the scholarships waiting for them. They award them straight to them. The flip side is that since no school has unlimited enrollment funds, American citizens are deprived of scholarship money and seats in a classroom. There's even a subtle insult to American students when we call the children of illegal immigrants dreamers. I have dreams. You do too. But we don't get any special legal or societal compassion to help us fulfill those dreams. In fact, illegal immigrant children go to the front because their parents did something wrong, and that is the sum and substance of all of it. Your parents brought you here illegally, and we're going to reward you for it. And that may seem harsh, but would we allow the cute teenager to stay in the front of the line because a parent inappropriately placed her there? Or would we say to the child of a convicted felon, since your parent committed a terrible crime, we're going to give you the advantages which you would otherwise not have? What about the child of the parent who just works hard and obeys the laws in all of their life? The conclusion, logically, based upon this line of thinking, is that the child of a law-abiding American is not worthy of any special treatment at all. But the child of a parent who breaks the law is. And when you look at it from that perspective, DACA breaks the test of both logic and morality. Right now you have a government that wants to be all things to all people. Just look at the Republicans. And it ends up being, that's bad except for just a few elites out there. When the government tries to become a surrogate parent, it costs us all. Now, Obama said no less than 22 times it would have been unlawful and unconstitutional for him to revise the statutory rules regarding treatment of illegals. And then he went ahead and did it. He knowingly trespassed into a realm reserved for Congress. And legislative inaction is no excuse for presidential lawlessness. Right now, Trump and Sessions are being pilloried as cruel for phasing out DACA when Obama forced it on the nation in June of 2012. What they're actually doing is restoring the rule of law. But that's a tactic of the left to accuse us of having no compassion. Yeah, my heart would go out to these kids, but their parents bear the shame and responsibility of putting their children at risk. How can you forget the tens of thousands of unaccompanied children from Central America making their way across Mexico, being robbed, raped, or murdered on the journey? How is that compassionate? How are those parents compassionate? Compassion exists where the rule of law exists. And otherwise, human nature descends into anarchy. Might makes right and the strong oppress the weak. A lawless society does away with compassion. So the Trump administration is doing the right thing. We don't owe anybody anything when it comes to that. Now, there are those that are saying, you know, I'm of two minds of this because I'm sort of sitting back wondering, what's his end game? Which I think his end game is going to be that DACA is going to die. Because the Senate passing it, it doesn't matter. It's not going to pass the House. So he's got this wind down set up, which he can say, look, I let it wind down. I did not pick up everybody and throw them in a transport truck and take them across the border. I let it wind down. And Congress could not do anything about it. And we'll see how much. It's actually sort of a very interesting little ploy when you consider it, because the Democrats can't do anything about it. They don't have the votes. Luis Gutierrez, he can call Kelly all the names he wants to, but he doesn't have the votes. He can say all he wants to, but he doesn't have the votes. Jeff Flake, same thing. Lindsey Graham, same thing. So they can get out there and say, I'm not going to let this happen, but you're one vote, Senator. That's it. That's all you are, is one vote. Most of you are not very good at putting together these little coalitions that you have to have. Most of you are just primarily looking to make a lot of noise and not pass anything. You just want to remain a senator. I know that the children of DACA did not come here of their own free will. However, I also know that the children of DACA, once they become sentient, and most of these people are, you know, they can't be any older than 31. These are not children any longer. So if they're out there wanting to do the right thing, if they're out there, you know, I don't care what you say. It's an unfortunate truth for you. This is not your country. You can sit back and say all you want to that it is, but it is not. Now get in the line, like everybody else. Make your case. And let's see what you got. Let's see what you got. Because it's going to wind down and it's going to be over. And we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to toss it on the wind we shared. Unaware, I just...
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Something into a chat room and you hit enter and you expect it to go up and it's just sitting there not doing anything. Then finally it does go up. That's nice. Let me explain. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. In the chat room, we're talking about the Rhino Republicans who are going to support DACA. And Jeff Flake is in all kinds of hot water in Arizona right now. He's not polling very well. And he's saying, chatter is saying, I do hope they underestimate the ire of the majority of Americans over this and are sent packing, but they reelected Ryan McCain and others. Not since Trump has been in the presidency. They might have reelected him in 2016. But nobody that has had to work with Trump has been up for reelection yet. And that is where we're going to see what happens. Now, coming from this anti-gun squish named Dana Milbanks at the Washington Post, we get this little ditty. And I give it to you in its entirety. The days are growing colder, and soon millions of American hunters will pursue a time-honored tradition. They will load their automatic weapons with armor-piercing bullets, strap-on silencers, head off to the picnic grounds on nearby public lakes, and start shooting. If you do not immediately recognize this pastime as part of America's heritage, then you're sadly out of step with the current Republican majority in Congress. On Tuesday, a House panel takes up the Sportsman's Heritage and Recreational Enhancement Act of 2017, which promises to protect and enhance opportunities for recreational hunting, fishing, and shooting. Among these recreational enhancements, allowing people to bring assault guns and other weapons through jurisdictions where they are banned. rolling back decades-old regulations on the use of silencers, protecting the use of armor-piercing bullets, easing importation of foreign-made assault rifles, protecting the practice of baiting birds with grain as they migrate and then mowing them down. Doesn't that last one sort of seem like a non sequitur in that list? The House Natural Resources Committee was to have had a hearing on the bill in June before the baseball practice shooting that seriously wounded House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. But the NRA was not to be denied, and in a statement last week, the director applauded the revival of the bill, which he said will protect America's hunters and recreational shooters and help preserve our outdoor heritage. Among the GOP witnesses for Tuesday's recreational shooter hearing, Stephen Halbrook, author of a book that draws parallels between the current gun control debate and Nazi's disarmament of Jews. The bill notably has not been embraced by the Congressional Sportsman's Caucus and is likely to draw a lot of opposition from Democrats. Clearly, both groups are dominated by elites who do not understand the joy of pheasant hunting with tungsten-tipped bullets. Allow me to explain. Consider Title 15 of the Sportsman's Bill, also known as the Hearing Protection Act, which makes it easier for gun owners to buy silencers for their weapons. The uninformed might suspect that silencers are used by people who want to fire weapons without being caught by cops or observed by witnesses. More and more hunters are finding that conventional earplugs and muffs are not adequate for today's weapons. For example, quail hunting with an M77 howitzer or grouse hunting with a FIM-92 Stinger missile launcher. Sportsmen are further protected by a destruction of records provision requiring the government to delete silencer sale and transfer information. For obvious reasons, law-abiding hunters would not want silencer purchases to be logged. Such a paper trail would be an obvious tip-off to game animals, particularly those such as the white-tailed deer, with access to the National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record. Title 16 of the bill, the Lawful Purpose and Self-Defense Act, denies the government authority to reclassify bullets as armor-piercing ammunition. It's okay if the ammunition pierces body armor as long as the manufacturer claims the ammo is meant to be used for sport and not for killing people. The provision is particularly timely because a growing percentage of Western grizzlies have been seen in recent years wearing Kevlar vests when they attack schools in Wyoming. I take personal comfort in Title 11 of the Sportsman's Bill, which says you can legally own a gun in states where and with anything goes gun laws, such as Texas. You can transport that gun through places with restrictive laws, such as Washington, D.C. So people could be free to take their AR-15s, their AK-47s, or perhaps even their M134 machine guns to the Capitol. They wouldn't be allowed to leave them here, but it's likely some would do so anyway. A welcome development because I've discovered a population of moles burrowing in my lawn. A weapon that fires 100 rounds a minute would make quick work of them. Title 5, the Farmer and Hunter Protection Act would enhance hunters' enjoyment and farmers' finances by allowing them to lure migrating birds to certain fields where crops have not been harvested and shoot them. Those sportsmen who find this unsporting could instead find their way to one of the recreational areas run by the Army Corps of Engineers, which receives 370 million visitors a year, and would receive armed visitors under Title 3, the Recreational Land Self-Defense Act. The need for this is transparent. Suppose you are with your family drinking beer on a pontoon boat on the lake, and another family's boat bumps yours. Under current law, you have no recourse, but under this bill, you could settle things according to your sportsman's heritage by raising your silencer-equipped assault gun and firing armor-piercing bullets at migratory birds. First things first, Dana Milbank is another one of those echo chamber squishy leftists. At least with the Republican establishment, guys, they give the Second Amendment a little bit of lip service. But this guy, going to load their automatic weapons with armor-piercing bullets, strap-on silencers, and head off to the picnic grounds on nearby public lakes and start shooting. If this is not designed to help you build a visual in your head to frighten you half to death, I don't know what's going to. I want to know if Dana is going to go to any national parks. I want to know if Dana has ever been right beside. I wear electronic earmuffs that, you know, that cancel out the noise of the shop, but then you can hear everything else really, really good. Sometimes those things work really, really well, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes the timing is a little off. Having a suppressor on a weapon is, believe it or not, Dana, the polite thing to do for people around you. It has nothing to do, show me some crime stats where, you know, maybe the Barrett gang, you know, the guys running around with all the 50 cal rifles, maybe they have put on suppressors, which for them to work on the 50 cal, they'd have to be about the size of a fire extinguisher. Maybe they have mounted them on them and they're killing, I don't know, pterodactyls, but nobody can hear it happen because they're silencers. A suppressor takes the sound of a gunshot, which can damage your hearing, and drops it down to the level of, oh, say, your common garden jackhammer. Which, with enough prolonged exposure to that, can also damage your hearing. He talks about loading their automatic weapons. He doesn't know the difference. He says that because he doesn't know the difference. But you know what? I'm going to leave all that to the next segment, because then we're going to do a little fact-checking on Dana. Hopefully he's in a corner somewhere crying softly. Because he's scared. It's okay to be scared, Dana. Real people are scared all the time, too. It's just that we're scared of real things. We're not scared of something that you make up that you haven't taken the time to examine. Or that you're just an elitist snob and you just want to see us under your hobnailed boot. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, when we last left off, I had just done, you know, the script from the latest episode of The Stomach Turns, starring Dana Milbanks, or as they call it, The Washington Post. Let's remember what he said to say, and let's pull his story apart at the seams, shall we? Now, this, first and foremost, what he wrote completely was fake news. Let's take this fake news point by point. The Washington Post said under the SHARE Act, hunters will load their automatic weapons with armor-piercing bullets, strap-on silencers, head off to the public picnic grounds on nearby public lakes, and start shooting. It is against the law in every state to hunt with a fully automatic weapon. Such weapons are highly restricted, and they are very rare due to the 1986 ban on the manufacture or importation. The SHARE Act doesn't touch that at all. Armor-piercing bullets. Just about any high-velocity round coming from a rifle barrel will punch through armor, definitely soft body armor. Congress never intended to place restrictions on all shotgun and rifle ammunition. The SHARE Act simply clarifies congressional intent and limits interpretations that are contrary to that. Picnic grounds and public lakes. Laws restrict hunting and shooting to designated areas on public lands. You can't go to any casual picnic ground and start shooting. Now, Washington Post fake news. The SHARE Act would allow people to bring assault guns and other weapons through jurisdictions where they are banned. Well, the fact is, since 1986, federal law has allowed a person in lawful possession of any firearm to transport it from any place where they can lawfully possess a firearm to any other place where they can lawfully possess the firearm. Prosecutors in any gun states like New York, New Jersey have ignored this federal law and arrested individuals who were lawfully traveling with firearms. The SHARE Act would put a stop to that. That would be strengthening up FOPA. Washington Post fake news. The SHARE Act would roll back decades-old regulations on the use of silencers. The fact is, the SHARE Act would simply make it easier for law-abiding gun owners to protect their hearing with suppressors, sometimes called silencers, in movies. Current federal law requires registration, the paying of a $200 tax, and then you got to wait for 12 months. Name for me any other thing that you can buy where you go in there and it's sitting right there on the shelf. And you say, I like that one. I like its color. I will buy it. You plunk down your money. You plunk down your little extortion fee. And then you got to wait for them to make the extortion official. They've got to receive the $200, say, we have received your extortion fee. Here's your tax stamp. And now you may carry your little thingy around. The NFA is an antique. And the Share Act would replace that with a modern NICS system used for acquiring firearms in the United States. According to the Center for Disease Control, the only potentially effective noise control method to reduce students or instructors' noise exposure from gunfire is through the use of noise suppressors that can be attached to the end of the gun barrel. The Share Act recognizes that. Washington Post, fake news. The Share Act would ease importation of foreign-made assault rifles. Now, due to a quirk in federal firearms import law, firearms that are perfectly legal to manufacture, acquire, and possess in the United States are nonetheless prohibited from importation. This is that ridiculous N22A part of it, where you get out there and you say, well, this gun is 100, I think you have to have a certain percentage of parts that are made here in the United States, and then it's fine. Why? Why is it? I don't understand that. Share Act would simply allow for the importation of firearms that are already legal within the United States. Washington Post fake news. The Share Act would protect the practice of baiting birds with grain as they migrate and then mow them down. Currently, if a person happens to hunt migratory game birds near a cornfield, they could be cited for baiting the animals. This law leaves hunters open to fines whenever hunting near any agricultural operation is occurring. And the Share Act would clarify that such activities are only lawful where the agricultural operations are manipulated in some way to entice the game birds, or they're only unlawful, excuse me. It doesn't mean that if it's a cornfield and somebody's actually growing it to, you know, harvest corn, sell it to, you know, Del Monte. If birds are in there and you shoot and kill them, it's not like you were baiting them. Most of these, and that tells you right there how much about hunting Dana Milbanks knows. That just tells you right there. Just kills me. It just kills me. I don't understand why gun grabbers feel the need to lie. If I were a gun grabber, I would say, you know, in today's 21st century time, we should have evolved, shouldn't we? We should have gone in that place where people go after they achieve warp speed and the Vulcans come down and see you and invite you to join the Federation of Planets. We should have ascended to that higher plane of realism after we got iPads and those little tile things that you can, you know, call and your wallet will ring. Now that we have cars that will drive you wherever you need to go, we shouldn't need guns. Something like that. I could see something like that. Getting out there and just talking a bunch of just garbage. Well, you can take your automatic weapon and strap on your silencer and go kill a bunch of birds that are just out there muzzling with the corn. You know, hunters actually like to harvest that which they kill, you know. I mean, shooting a bird with multiple armor-piercing rounds does not leave a lot of meat for the table. And yet, this is the kind of stuff that masquerades as news at the Washington Post. This is the kind of thing we hear all the time from all of these little rags. Don't get it. I don't get it. There are arguments to be made. Sure, we, of course, man should have evolved by now, but we haven't. And that's the difference, isn't it? I live in the world as it is. I do not live in the world as it should be. I do, you know, I'd like for it to be that way. And the world was that way at one time, a little bit, or at least it seems. I don't know. I didn't live during the 50s and the 40s, which for me is the period I'd like to live in. I would love to be in America as an adult in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Don't ask me why. It just seems like we were a lot more polite back then. Definitely more polite than we are today. I keep seeing these instances where nobody takes into consideration the precept of the polite society. People always wanting to scream at each other. Not for one second understanding one truth that is demonstrated every day, which is, for us gun owners, we practice what we preach. We talk about being peaceful, and then we go out and be peaceful. Although it does test you, doesn't it? It does test you. Coming up on the next hour, we're going to talk about, when we come back, we're going to talk about Everytown again, because Everytown is always out there playing around, wanting to change things. And we're going to pay homage to a man that I knew that left us recently. And there'll be a little confession with that. But that's all coming up next hour. Beware the fake news. Beware the mainstream fake stream news. Pay attention to everything. Take nothing for face value. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In an emergency, you need a fire, now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to Instafire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. Instafire. Fire in an instant.